A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue that I might know how to speak to the weary a word that will rouse them. Morning after morning he opens my ear that I may hear, and I have not rebelled, I have not turned back. I gave my back to those who beat me, my cheeks to those who plucked my beard. My face I did not shield from buffets and spitting. The Lord God is my help. Therefore, I am not disgraced. I have set my face like flint, knowing that I shall not be put to shame. He is near who upholds my right. If anyone wishes to oppose me, let us appear together. Who disputes my right? Let him confront me. See, the Lord God is my help. Who will prove me wrong? The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, in your great love, answer me. Lord, in your great love, answer me. For your sake I bear insult, and shame covers my face. I have become an outcast to my brothers, a stranger to my mother's sons. Because zeal for your house consumes me, and the insults of those who blaspheme you fall upon me. Lord, in your great love, answer me. Insult has broken my heart, and I am weak. I looked for sympathy, but there was none. For consolers, but not one could I find. Rather, they put gall in my food, and in my thirst they gave me vinegar to drink. Lord, in your great love, answer me. I will praise the name of God in song. I will glorify him with thanksgiving. See you lowly ones, and be glad, who seek God. May your hearts revive. For the Lord hears the poor, and his own who are in bonds he spurns not. Lord, in your great love, answer me. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. One of the 12, who was called Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me if I hand him over to you?" They paid him 30 pieces of silver, and from that time on he looked for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and tell him, 'The teacher says, my appointed time draws near. In your house I shall celebrate the Passover with my disciples.' The disciples then did as Jesus had ordered and prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he reclined at table with the 12. And while they were eating, he said, 'Amen, I say to you, one of you will betray me.' Deeply distressed at this, they began to say to him one after another, 'Surely it's not I, Lord.' He said in reply, 'He who has dipped his hand into the dish with me is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man indeed goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would be better for that man if he had never been born.' Then Judas, his betrayer, said in reply, 'Surely it's not I, Rabbi.' He answered, 'You have said so.'" The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, before we pass our judgment on Judas and everybody else, as an aside, John Paul II, in his book Crossing the Threshold of Hope, says, "We know hell exists, but we don't know if anybody's there." And then he says, "We can't even say that Judas is in hell," is what John Paul the Great, the saint, says. So it, I remember I was in seminary and I read that and I go, "Well, of course we can." Yeah, John Paul said we couldn't. Anyway, so before we make that judgment and all feel better about ourselves, we're going to focus on the first reading. And the first reading, it says, "The Lord God has given me a well-trained tongue that I might know how to speak to the weary a word that will rouse them." So God has given us all tongues. We got them. They're there. What do we do with them? Do we build people up? Do we rouse the weary? Or do we tear people down? Do we speak things that are negative? Do we pull and keep cursing the darkness? Because the tongue that God has given us, Judas used to go and say, "How much will you give me if I turn him over?" We all have that same tongue. Now, if you're like me, you use it a little bit for both things, which is a problem. God wants us to use that which he gave us to speak and to rouse the weary and to help those and to build others up, not judge and tear others down. So this day, the last day, we wear purple until Advent. Thanks be to goodness, I look like Barney anyway when it comes right down to it. We have to think, what am I using my tongue for? Is it to build people up or to tear people down? And repent when it's to tear people down. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.